This is Retro Sports Radio. Visit RetroSeasons.com for more sports history.
The New York Yankees faced the Richmond Virginians on April 12, 1964 for an exhibition game before the season. The Yankees entered 1964 under manager Yogi Berra. Yogi had just retired as a player, and the Yankees needed a new leader to replace Ralph Houk, who moved to the front office as general manager after losing the World Series in 1963. Richmond was the Yankees' AAA club, and they were managed by Preston Gomez. This would be the Virginians' final season in Richmond. After 1964, they transferred to Toledo, Ohio, and they were renamed the Toledo Mudhens. This audio recording is from the New York radio broadcast featuring announcers Mel Allen and Phil Rizzuto.
At home plate, Yogi Berra meeting with Preston Gomez, the Virginians manager. The batting order for the Yankees will be Phil Lynn leading off, shortstop, Bobby Richardson, second base, Roger Maris in right field, Mickey Mantle in center field, Tom Thresh in left field, Joe Pepitone at first base, Elston Howard catching, Pete Boyer at third base, and Al Downing, who pitched for Richmond at one time, on the mound for the Yankees. The Richmond team, which had been training in Hollywood just below Fort Lauderdale, their season doesn't open for a pitch yet, and they didn't send an entire squad. They've got about 13 or 14 men. Don Wallace will be leading off at shortstop. Horace Clark, second base. Art Lopez in left field. Bob Schmidt will do the catching, batting fourth. You remember him. He played with the Giants and the Senators. Fred Hopke at first base. Rich Barry in right field. Mike Matheson, who worked out with the Yankees in spring training last year, at third base. Vic Pagel, center field, and Billy Muppet, whom the Yankees have faced before when he was in a Red Sox uniform, doing the pitching. And as I recall, there are times they had some trouble with Mr. Muppet. Well, this is the last game of spring training. An open date tomorrow and Tuesday. Welcome Yogi Day, and what a hand he got when he was introduced here. And they introduced the players from both teams. I don't know how many decibels came up on Joe Cooper's machine over there, but he got a tremendous hand. We have just two umpires today. Al Drummond is back to the plate. I'm looking for Frank Eumont. He's supposed to... Oh, I see him. He was out there talking to the crowd at the right field fence, and he's held his hand up to wait a minute. The game's about to begin. Here's the first pitch, and no umpire at first base. It's in there for a strike to Phil Lynn. Eumont, meantime, is talking to a policeman. That's why I couldn't find him. Out in front of the... Here's the next pitch. Hit by short in the left center for a base hit. It wouldn't have made any difference whether Lynn's touched the bag or not. He got back. Frank Eumont's coming in now. He was talking to a policeman along the right field foul line. They have an overflow crowd asking him to keep them back and not to run onto the field of play. Phil Lynn's singles to left center. Now here is Bobby Richardson. Takes it low and outside. Oscar Kuhn is umpiring at third base. Go over to first. The runner's back. It's a beautiful day in Richmond. Wish we'd had a day like this the last 3 days of our stay in Fort Lauderdale. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball. It's a little more on the chillier side, but the sun is shining bright. Muffin, a right-hander, delivers. Richardson takes it up high. Ball three. I'm glad we didn't have a microphone at home plate as some folks would like to have. I heard what Muffet said, but I'm going to tell you. Here's the pitch. It's inside for ball four, and Richardson walks. Lins moves to second. Muffet actually wasn't yelling at an umpire. He's just angry himself. Now coming up is Roger Maris. Lins on second, Richardson on first. Muffet, the right-hander, delivers, and it's in there for a strike. Muffet looks as if he put on a lot of weight. Yeah. Bill Lins leaning away from second. Bobby Richardson from first. And the pitch. Maris swings and lines in between first and second to right field for a base hit. Rounding third is Lins. He's coming in to score. The ball is cut off as the throw went toward third to hold Richardson. The ball is cut off by shortstop Don Wallace. And Bobby stops at second base. Now Mickey Mantle. 1-0, New York. They have a tremendous parking lot beyond the fences. Here's the pitch, high outside for a ball. You know, sitting up in a place like this and looking out into a parking lot just jammed with more than 1,000 cars. Here's the pitch, swung on and foul tip. You get an idea of the general colors people like most, and they're more on the pastel side. Muffet all set, delivers, up high to Mickey. Richardson moves off second, Maris off first. The delivery is swung on and fouled back. You know, that ball, as it came down, hit a screen. I didn't know it was that close. I'd have reached Rizzuto out to get it. Two balls, two strikes. Runners lead away from first and second. Here's the pitch. It's up high. A 3-2 count. They expected somewhere in the neighborhood of 10,000 people here today. Certainly have that many, with an overflow crowd extending from the right field foul line out to a point in deep right center. Three balls, two strikes, two men on. Billy Muffet tries a pickoff play, but didn't throw the ball as he whirled around off the mound. His spikes caught. Don Wallace tried to slip in behind Richardson. Richardson leads off second. Maris off first. The pitch. Mantle strike out. Foul tip held on to by Bob Schmidt. Mick was going for the long one. You could tell that. Now the batter is Tom Tresh. Joe Pepitone on deck. To nothing, New York. Richardson leads off second. Maris off first. The pitch is swung on. A one hopper to Clark over to Wallace. That's a first on the play. A neatly executed double play. Clark at second. To Wallace at short. The hop at first. And the side is retired. One run, two hits. There were no errors. One left on. At the end of the first half, the first inning, Yankees won. The Virginians coming to bat. Last half of the first inning. The Richmond Virginians come to bat. They're not a set team as yet, you must keep in mind. They brought up enough players from the Yankee Farm in Hollywood. From there, they select men and send them out to different teams. Bill, those boys executed that double play with finesse.
Well, you couldn't do any better in the big leagues now.
Leading off is Don Wallace, the left-hand hitter. Harris Clark on deck, and Art Lopez follows. Left-hander Al Downing's pitch. It's low, ball one. Al did some pitching for the Virginians. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. A 1-1 count. And the next pitch, swung on, a little tap toward the mound. Taken by Downing to throw to first. In time, he almost threw it away. You know, Joe Pepitone almost daily impresses you with his fielding.
So good over there that he's getting a little bit like Vic Howell with that glove.
Didn't pay to get too good because in the infielders don't care where they throw it. Horace Clark comes up, right-hand batter. And the pitch. In there for a strike. He's from the Virgin Islands. His middle name is Mann, Horace Mann. Remember that? Horace Mann Clark. Here's the pitch. He went for a ball that tailed away from him. Two strikes. Now the delivery. Outside for a ball. A 2-1 count. Al Downing's pitch is swung on. There's a high fly ball in the medium center. Mantle drips in and makes the catch. Two away. Art Lopez. A left-hand batter coming up. I believe he wears glasses. Al Downing's delivery is low and inside for a ball. There was a time when players refused to wear them. They thought it was a stigma. Here's the pitch. It's in there for a strike. Actually, there are a couple of umpires that use them off the field. Downing's overhand fastball is cut on and foul to the left of the plate. Naturally, they get kidded when they're spotted walking the street because the ball player said, you know you ought to use those in the game. Downing's delivery swung on. Ground ball head out to second. Richardson up with it. Throws on to Pepitone. And that's it in the last half of the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And at the end of the first inning, the Yankees won. Richmond, nothing.
And every fan attending the opener will receive a welcome Yogi button, too, Mel. And a big field pregame program will get underway at 1:30 with game time at 2 p.m. So it should be a big day. Everybody come out and greet Yogi.
Yankees get their American League Championship emblems, right? Elston Howard and Most Valuable Player Award. It'll be an historic opening day. And I know you people would like to be in on it. Joe Pepitone takes low, ball one. Jim Gleason coaching at third and Spud Murray at first. Pepitone takes outside. Billy Muffet pitching for the Virginians. The pitch is swung on. There's a high drive to deep left center. Vic Pagel goes way back and makes the catch. Well over 400 feet away. 355 to left center. That had to be close to 400 feet. It's It's a big ballpark. Smashing the windshield of the station wagon, but a young man standing out there, there are several, with gloves, he saved somebody's windshield and got the ball. 2-0 New York, and here's Cleet Boyer. Wow, that Howard can really put the wood to him. Inside the first pitch to Boyer. There are many who claim he's perhaps the strongest fellow in the league. The pitch is in there for a strike. One ball, one strike. Muffet's delivery, inside, ball two. Strength, of course, is helpful, but not necessary to be a home run hitter. Look at Ernie Banks. Wrist action, timing. If you got them both, so much the better. Now the pitch, swung on, foul tip. A 2-2 count. Here's the pitch, swung on, there's a drive down the right field line. Rich Barry goes over and takes it right at the line. Two down and Al Downing is coming up. Al is familiar with these precincts. He pitched the no-hitter for the Virginians. Bats right-handed, takes a strike. 2-0 New York. It's the first half of the second inning. And the next pitch inside. Alfonso Irwin Downing from Trenton, New Jersey. And the next pitch, cut on, foul back. He pitched a no-hit game to Richmond on May 12, 1960. Here's the delivery. It's in there. Call strike three. Sides retired. One run. One hit. No errors and no one left on. And thus at the end of an inning and a half, the score, the Yankees 2, Richmond nothing. In the last half of the second inning, the veteran Bob Schmidt, right-hand batter, takes it outside for a ball. Preston Gomez, coaching at third base. He's the manager. Next pitch, over the outside corner for a called strike. Ike Futch is coaching at first base. Now the delivery. It's over that outside corner, just in the strike zone up high. One and two. And the pitch. Swung on. There's a drive to deep left field. That ball is going to be caught by Tish up against the fence. Right where it says courtesy. No courtesy on the part of Trish there. He hit a ball as hard as Howard did, but he didn't get up under it enough. And Bob Schmidt is retired. Trish banged into the barrier. Held on. Fred Hopke, left-hand batter, takes it low for a ball. He's the first baseman for the Virginians. Some of these names will become more familiar to you in short years ahead. The pitch, cut on, foul back. Thank you. goes to work. The pitch is low. 2-1. And the delivery. Swung on and grounded foul. Ike Futch, coaching at first, grabs it. Pedro Gomez, the manager, was born in Oriente, Cuba. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch is low outside. Went to college in Mexico City. And in his baseball career, he was signed, first of all, by the Washington Senators. The pitch is swung on and popped foul. Howard going over near the screen, and he's got it. Just missed the screen by inches. Two down. Pedro Gomez played with Havana. Then in the Little World Series here. Right now, Rich Barry swings and fouls it off. He was hired by the Los Angeles Club to direct their Spokane Club in the Pacific Coast League. Stayed there until he joined the Virginians last winter. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Tried to uppercut that one. Two to nothing, New York. Downing's delivery, high outside. Downing into the windup, and the pitch changeup is high. Interesting to see some of these better players in your top farm club or on your top farm club, because one day they'll be up at Yankee Stadium. Here's the delivery. He tried to check the swing but couldn't, and strikes out. Thus the side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And at the end of two innings of play, the Yankees 2, Richmond nothing. In the first half of the third inning, Phil Lins hits a line drive to short, caught by Don Wallace. Lins had singled in the first inning. Bobby Richardson, who drew a pass, steps up. High outside, ball one. Now the pitch, it's in there. A 1-1 count. The next delivery, high and inside. Did he intend that as a knuckleball or a changer?
I know he picked something off, but it's hard to tell. He pitches so fast.
He is pitching fast. Here's the pitch, swung on, as the line drive to straightaway center. Big Pagel comes in and makes the catch. Two down, and up comes Roger Maris.
Right there, Maris.
Rodge singled in the first inning. Takes it inside, belt high, ball one. And the pitch. Outside, ball two. Billy Muffet comes in with a pitch. It's swung on and popped up. Out back of second, and the second baseman shouts the shortstop off. It's Charles Clark, and he makes the catch. The Side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And at the end of 2.5 innings, Yankees 2, Richmond nothing. In the last half of the third inning, Mike Matheson, left-hand batter, takes it inside. Mike, of course, is a name that is Matheson's name, is one that you all know real well. He was with the Yankees spring training last year. Fastball on inside. For a while, it looked as if he might make the team. He put on a pretty good display. Two balls, no strikes. Downing's next pitch swung on as a high fly ball to short left. Going out to shortstop Lins, and he makes the catch way over near the foul line. Up comes Vic Pagel. Center fielder, right-hand batter. Al Downing's delivery swung on, foul tipped, strike one. Downing working rapidly, too. High outside with a fastball, and the count's 1-1. Remember, the Yanks and the Red Sox open the season Tuesday at Yankee Stadium. The pitch is swung on and missed. There's an open date, and then Red Sox are there on Thursday. Now the pitch. Swung on, a ground ball to short. Gloved nicely by Lins going to his left to throw to Pepitone in time. And they're two away. The man who makes out the schedules for the big leagues has a thankless task. But this year, the Yankees have come up with a fine schedule, especially for weekend dates when more people can go. Here's Billy Muffet. High, ball one. And don't forget those six suburban nights, which will start at 6 o'clock. Center of the regular 8 o'clock night games. Of course, there are a lot of night games at 8 in addition. Next pitch is inside. That 4th of July doubleheader of the Twins on a Saturday is going to be pretty good. That'll be quite a weekend. Al Downing's next pitch is swung on and missed. Muffet was swinging for... so many cars out there. Just pick out one you like. The 2-1 delivery. Up high. Downing's next pitch. Swung on and missed. Full count, 3-2. Fires away, and the ball is popped high into very short right. Maris coming on and makes the catch. Just at the side are Bobby Richardson, who could have made it if he had to. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And at the end of three innings of play, the Yankees own the game's only 2 runs, 3 hits, and no errors, 0 all the way around for the Virginians. In just about 30 minutes. And as we go to the 4th, Mickey Mantle steps up, and right behind the microphone, Phil Rizzuto.
Thank you, Mel, and Mickey takes call, strike one on the first pitch. Mickey was called out on... No, he was swung and missed in the first inning, struck out. changeup, bunted in the air over the pitcher's head, coming in fast at second base, and he got it. Mickey tried to drag one by the pitcher, but popped it up in the air, and Horace Clark came charging in, caught it on the fly. One away, and here's Joe. No, it's not. It's Tom Tresh. Tresh hit him a double play in the first inning.
You're tuned to your Yankee baseball station here in Albany, New York, WOKO 1460 on your dial.
Nice ball. Nothing takes no windup at all. The pitch is inside corner, strike two call. Nothing in two on Tresh. Next pitch is foul, back out of play. Billy Muffet, working a little too fast, Tresh asked for time at the plate. The pitch is a curve hit on the ground. Nice play, knocked down by the second baseman, throw to first. In time, a nice play by Hopke. They got Tresh on a hard hit ground ball that Horace Clark knocked down on the edge of the outfield grass. And his throw, even though it was wide, Hopke kept his foot on the bag. Two out. Bill Pepitone, who flied deep to left center field in the second inning. On deck, Elston Howard. First pitch to Joe, a ground ball to first base. Hopke has it, steps on the bag, and there were three quick outs for Muffet. No runs, no hits, no Richmond errors, nobody left at the end of three and a half. It's the Yankees two, the Virginians nothing. Here he has faced nine men in three innings. And the leadoff batter, Don Wallace, will be leading off against Downey in the bottom of the fourth inning. He'll be followed by Horace Clark and Art Lopez. Wallace hit back to the box his first time at bat. Wind blowing straight in from center field. Beautiful day, though, here in Richmond, Virginia. Downing's pitch is a bunt attempt fouled off strike one. As Mel told you, an overflow crowd here at Parker Field. Fans standing all over. Downing's curve hit on the ground, leads to his left. Up with it, one-handed, close to first. In time for the out. Beautiful play by Phil Lindsay, and that was really close at first base. That Wallace can get down the line. Phil Lindsay, who made three sparkling plays yesterday when the Yankees lost the Braves, has made two here already. One-hand chances going to his left, making perfect throws. Horace Clark by the center field, first time at bat. Lindsay has got a real fine spring in between injuries. He is another fellow that comes up with an awful lot of injuries. Downing's pitch, hit on the ground at second base. One hop, Bobby Richardson up with it. Throws to first, two outs. That'll bring up Art Lopez, who bounced to second base in the first inning. Lopez back from left-handed.
Left fielder, Mike Lopez.
Lopez stands deep in the box with a closed center. Pitch high and tight, ball one. Downing's pitch is in the dirt. Ball two, 2-0. Downing gets the sign from Howard. His pitch a foul just below it. Oh, man, and that almost came through the window and got Mel. He hits his screen right below us, and then it pounds off that, and it's some of Joe Cooper's wires hanging out there.
I wasn't worried. I was in position. I was ready.
All right. The 2-1 pitch is outside. Ball three.
That was under the table.
3-1 count. Downing's pitch is fouled off the screen. And that ball rolls all the way out on the field. Full count on Art Lopez. Downing ready now for the payoff pitch. Two out, nobody on. Yankees leading 2-0. There's the windup. Pitch, a foul tip at the plate. Downing threw him a breaking ball that time on a 3-2 count. Again, the 3-2 delivery. High and tight, ball four, and that's the first base runner for the Richmond team in the ballgame. A base on ball to Art Lopez. Downing had retired the first 11 men that he faced. Brings up Bob Schmidt, who hit a line drive against the fence in left field, and Tom Kirk made a spectacular play. As he caught it, he banged into the wall. Two men out. Pepitone holding first against Lopez. The stretch. Pitch is inside. Ball one. They're deep in left field and center field for Schmidt. Big right-hand hitter with good power. Swing and a miss. Strike one, 1-1. Looks like it's blowing out to left field. Downing stretches. Curve is in there. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. Lopez leads away at first. Leans over, gets the sign. Delivers a foul ball hit over towards the Yankee dugout. Still one ball, two strikes on Bob Schmidt. Now Downing ready. Here's pitch, a ground ball right at Lynn's one hop. He throws to Richardson for the fourth one. Boy, that ball drove Lynn back a step or two. Richmond in the bottom of the fourth. No runs, no hits, no Yankee errors. One man left, and at the end of the four full innings, it's the Yankees 2, Richmond nothing. Well, Mel, what we got to talk about here about this upcoming season?
The only talk about the whole
162. Oh, no.
Well, I'll talk about a great portion of them. The popular Yankee combination plan is still available. As I said earlier, the Yankee schedule this year is one more to the liking of fans. And the combination plan has a variety of surprise extras, includes 44 big games on 36 select dates, including 13 Sundays, 21 night games, the July 4th holiday doubleheader, and the gala Welcome Yogi opening day program day after tomorrow. Combination plan ticket holders have the same choice seat locations for each game, and there are other privileges, too. To get your combination plan tickets, or for more information about it, why don't you call Cypress 3 4300, ticket manager, New York Yankees, Yankee Stadium. Of course, you can write him, but time is going short. And if you want a season schedule, they're available free. Two kinds. Now we're ready for the fifth inning, here's Phil.
Okay, Mel, and we have another Mel out there on the mound. Mel Stottlemyre has replaced Billy Muppet, and Jake Gibbs has gone in to do the catching in place of Bob Schmidt. Elson Howard, first pitch is a ball, second one is low, ball two. Ellie Holmes deep over the left field fence in the second inning. The Yankees leading 2-0. On deck, Lee Boyer. Next pitch to Howard is low, ball three. Yeah. 2-0 pitch is inside ball four. So Howard walks on four straight pitches. And it brings up Cleet Boyd. Cleet flying to right field in the second inning. When Boyer played down here for Richmond, Eddie Lopat was the manager. He played shortstop, which he has done on occasion for the Yankees and done a real fine job. Hopkey holding first against Howard. Here's a stretch by Stottlemyre. Pitch, swing, and a miss, strike one. On deck is Al Downing. Ralph Terry is loosening up in the Yankee bullpen. There's a curve in there, strike two. Nothing in two. Stottlemyre leans over to get the sign. Howard with a short lead at first base. The stretch and the pitch in the dirt. Howard starts the second and holds. Nice play by Gibbs. He blocked that ball, so it was bounced in front of him. Jake, as you know, was a big bonus boy that the Yankees signed. Not originally a catcher, but Yogi Berra figures someday they're going to need catches more than anything else, so he's breaking Gibbs in. One ball, two strike pitch. Low as Boyer catches the swing. 2-2. Nobody out here in the top of the fifth. Stretch, in goes Howard. The ball is lined to center field, right at Vic Pagel. Howard was down to second after hustle back. Boy, he got good wood on that ball. One out and brings up Al Downing. Downing struck out in the second inning. They tried that play in the last game the Yankees played. I think it was the last game. Howard was thrown out at second. With Boyer up, only Boyer took the pitch. And there's a throw to first, and they almost got Howard. Ellie was wandering off the bag. Here's the stretch. Pitched it down. He squared around, busted down the first base line. It goes foul. On that particular play with Boyle at bat, there was a 1-1 count, and the catcher called for a pitch-out. Howard didn't go. On the next play, the catcher called again for a pitch-out, which made it a 3-1 count, but they got him. There's a beautiful bucket. Might go for a base hit. Stottlemyre throws to first. They got him. On a beautiful play by Horace Clark. Downing bunted that ball by the on-charging Mel Stottlemyre, who had to reverse his field and go back past the pitcher's mound to pick it up. He threw low to a Horace Clark, who caught the ball lying flat on the ground. Sacrifice work. From play by Horace Clark. Downing bunted that ball by the on-charging Mel Stottlemyre, who had to reverse his field and go back past the pitcher's mound to pick it up. He threw low to a Horace Clark, who caught the ball lying flat on the ground. Sacrifice work. From 1-4. Howard moves to second, and here is Phil Lynn, who single to left center and lined to the shortstop. Pitch to Lynn is in there, strike one call. On deck, Bobby Richards. Yankees still leading 2-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. Right-handed stretches. Pitch low, gets away from Smith, but not too far. Rather, Jake Gibbs. Gibbs runs out to the pitcher's box, have a little chat with Stottlemyre. Jake might have been crossed up on that pitch. And now Stottlemyre wants to talk with Gibbs a little bit. It's a 1-1 count on Phil Lynn. The Howard leading off second base. The stretch. The pitch, the ground ball. Hopkins, the first baseman, up with it. Races to the bag for the unassisted putout. For the Yankees in the top of the fifth, no runs, no hits, no Richmond errors, one man left. And at the end of four and a half, it's the Yankees 2, Richmond nothing. Al Downing continues on the mound, and he'll be facing Fred Hockey, Rich Barry, and Mike Matheson. Yankees leading 2-0. Hockey fouled out to the catcher in the second inning. Bill Stafford and Hal Renneff running over see if they go in the clubhouse or have to do a little running in the outfield. Looks like they're through for the day. All right, left hand hitter Fred Hockey up there. Downing's pitch is fouled again in back of the plate. This one coming back near the screen and out of play. Hockey's a Jersey boy. Sets the sign. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Nobody out, nobody on. Downing pitches high. One ball, two strikes. Ready. His pitch is a little bit high, 2-2. Cal Drummond dusting off home plate. Downing leans over to the sign. His pitch is a check swing just a little bit outside. Full count, 3-2. Ready for the payoff pitch. It swung at him. Missed strike three. He threw him a breaking pitch. Second strikeout for Al Downing in the ballgame. And it brings up Rich Barry, who struck out in the second inning. Big tall right-hand batter. Takes the pitch high, ball one. Downing's 1-0 pitch is on the outside corner, strike call, 1-1. Mel told you this is a pretty ballpark with tremendous parking area and quite accessible to the highways leading in and out of town. Change up is high. Two balls, one strike. Downing's pitch hit foul outside of third. 2-2. Steve Hamilton is up with Ralph Perry now in the Yankee bullpen. Yankees will work out tomorrow to get ready for their opening day on Tuesday, April 14th, with the Red Sox. 2-2 pitch in the dirt. 3-2. Now the payoff pitch to Barry. It's high, ball four. That's the second walk given up by Downing. And brings up Mike Matheson, who popped the shortstop in the third inning. One away, the Yankees lead 2-0, bottom of the fifth. Curve gets away from Howard and back to the screen.
questionable whether they'll give a wild pitch or a fast ball. The ball hit the end of Howard's catching glove. Didn't look that far outside. It's a wild pitch. Charged to Al Downing. Still moving the second on the play, Rich Barry. Here's the stretch. Pitch is a ground ball. Beautiful play by Ricky. Throws to first in time for the out. He took a base hit away from Mike Matheson. And moving a third on the play, Rich Barry. Somehow, Bobby reached a little longer than his arms look like he can reach. Fast infield here. That ball almost went by him. Here's a big take, a little bounce to the shortstop in the third inning. Barry at third base. Take a right hand batter. Downing's pitch is on the inside corner, strike four. Third base so far against Al Downing. One strike pitch is low. One and one. Sun shining brightly here in Richmond, Virginia. Understand it's a nice day back home in New York. 1-1 pitch is high. Ball two. 2-1. Downing's 2-1 pitch. Popped in the air to left field. Tom Stretch is moving in under it. And Tom has it. For Richmond in the bottom of the fifth, no runs, no hits, no Yankee errors, one man left. And at the end of five, it's the Yankees 2, the Virginians nothing. All right, we're ready to go, and ready to go again is Mel Allen.
Thank you very much, Phil. Bobby Richardson hits the first pitch high and deep into left center. Art Lopez goes over and makes the catch just short of the running track. Richardson had walked in line to center previously.
Ben Stottlemyre
in relief of Billy Muffet, who went the first four innings. Tall Yankee right-hander now facing
Roger Maris,
who singled and popped the second. The pitch is outside, ball one. Delivery swung on. There's a high drive to deep center going back, playing it perfectly, making the catch is Vic Tagle. And now Mickey Mantle is struck out and on an attempted drag bunt popped it in the air to the second baseman. Despite the fact that the Virginians have not had a man reach base other than on a walk, Al Downing is through for the day. He's taking some wind sprints. The pitch to Mantle, high and away, ball one. Terry and Hamilton have been warming up for New York. They pitch to Mantle in there for a strike. The thing about an exhibition game such as this, people come out, see a guy like Mickey. They feel he ought to hit a home run. Pitch is low and inside. And in fact, during the season, that's one of the prices you have to pay when you do hit a lot of homers. They expect you to do it every day you happen to come out. Now the pitch, outside, ball three. You may rest assured that as far as the player is concerned, he wish he could too. Three balls, one strike, the pitch. It's low and inside, ball four. Mantle draws the walk. And we're going to have a runner, Archie Moore, for Mantle. In fact, in a game like this, a man such as Mickey or Maris or Angel, they would like to be able to do it. Trash grounded to second into a double play and grounded to second. Time, no pitch. Yankees leading 2-0. It's the first half of the sixth inning. Two outs. Moore running for Mantle on first. The pitch is outside. Watching Jake Gibbs, he is learning some things about catching. It's a difficult position to learn. Now the pitch. Outside. I was just thinking that little movement he made on the previous pitch. When he caught the ball, he shifted right out to the left, ready to fire down to second if the runner is going. The catcher is blocked, and you got a left-hand hitter up there. Here's the delivery. Outside. Sometimes some catchers will lean back just a little, move back just enough to where they can get a look at that runner on first. Mel Stottlemyre behind on Tom Tresh. And the pitch. It's low outside for ball four. So with two down, a pair of passes. Sets it up now for Joe Pepitone, who flied to center, a very deep center, and grounded to first. Joe's still having a little trouble with his wrist on the left hand. And he is a wrist hitter. Two away, two on. Stottlemyre's pitch is inside. Ball one. Stottlemyre again to the stretch. And the pitch. Swung on and grounded down to first. Right along the line, and Hopke, who was guarding the line, fielded it easily, and Pepitone is retired. No runs for the Yankees, no hits, there were no errors, and two men left on. And thus, at the end of 5.5 innings of play, the score remains New York 2, Richmond nothing.
1460 Radio, WOKO in Albany, New York.
The sixth inning, 2-0 in favor of the Yankees.
Now pitching for Yankees, the 23, Ralph Harris. Very now pitching for New York.
Stottlemyre will be the first batter, and Ralph Terry has come in to do the pitching.
Pitcher number 22, Ralph Stottlemyre.
We have other changes we'll get to you in just a moment. Here's the first pitch from Ralph. It's in there for a strike. Archie Moore is going to right field, facing Maris. Tresh has replaced Mantle in center, moving over from left field. And Hector Lopez has gone to left field. Blanchard catching, face of Howard. Pitch is low outside for a ball. Two to nothing, New York leading. It's the last of the sixth. Terry's next pitch is fouled off beyond first out of play. Now the pitch on the way. High. A 2-2 count. Two strikes. Here's the pitch. Kine inside. Ball three. Terry wants a new ball, which gives me a chance to say that the attendance today is 12,240. And 12,000 approximately is capacity for this park. Next pitch misses the mark. Ball four. And Stottlemyre draws a walk. I've just double-checked in 10,000. The capacity in round figures. Those of you don't like round figures, I'll give you the exact one. 9,583. And we've got 12,240 today. Don Wallace, the leadoff man, the left-hand batter, takes a strike. The next pitch to the left-hand batter is hit right by Boyer and through the hole in the left field for a base hit. Boyer was to grab, and Wallace took advantage of the positioning of the infield there and drove it by Boyer and through the gap. And that's the first hit for the Richmond Virginians. Al Downey, coming in five innings of hitless pitching. So Ralph Terry has come on. He's walked one man and allowed a single to another. Runners on first and second. Horace Clark bunts, and the play as Terry falls down is too late. Terry strikes caught in the grass. He dug a big divot. What a divot he does. That has to be scored the base hit. Now you hear some folks waking up. Meyer on third, Don Wallace on second, Horace Clark on first, and the batter is Art Lopez, the left-hand hitter. New York leading 2-0, last of the sixth inning. Three runners lead away, the windup, the pitch. It's low, ball one. Puppetone playing a couple steps behind the runner at first. Three men lead away, the windup, the pitch. Swung on, high. Second, the pitch to Jake Gibbs swung on. There's a high fly ball in the short left. Could be trouble. No. Lopez comes on to grab it. Lins is going out. It is near the left field line. The runners hold up. One down. And here's Fred Hopkins.
First baseman, another left-hand hitter. Fouled out to the catcher and struck out. These left-hand hitters started picking on some right-hand pitching after looking at Downing's left-hand pitching for a while. The delivery inside for a ball. He was about to step into that pitch. Hopkins, a big fellow. Runners on first and second. Clark and Lopez, the pitch. Outside and high, ball two. And backhands it over to Lynn. Lynn whirls close to first for a great double play. He did a complete circle. 180 degree turn after taking the toss to Richardson, who first of all made a sparkling grab almost behind second base. It was behind second base because as he tossed to Lynn, Lynn had to do a complete circle around to get in position to throw to first base. That's why pitchers love good infielders. Two runs, three hits, no errors, one left on. And so at the end of six innings of play, the totals are identical. Two runs, three hits, and no errors. In order to watch some batting practice, but particularly infield practice. And the infield just put on a show for him. No better show could have been put on in the execution of that double play. As Bobby Richardson raced over, backhanded the ball, kind of flipped it sidewise with the glove. I mean, he kept the glove, but I mean, he had the ball, flipped it over. Here's Johnny Blanchard, takes a strike. That's why Lenz was facing center field when he took the toss and had to come all the way around to turn to throw to first. Johnny Blanchard takes it outside. Things have slowly changed, but it's too. Many years ago, before my time, I never saw it. Please tell me, boy, what shows he put on? There's a pitch that fouled on the right field line. There was a policeman with his back to the play, talking to one of the attendants at the ballpark, and the attendant at the ballpark came close not to having anybody to talk to. Here's the pitch. Low and inside. 2-2. Myers' pitch is swung on, hit hard on the ground to second. Clark's up with it, flips on to first, to Fred Hopke, and there's one away. Cleet Boyer, flying to right, flying to center. Tom Metcalf, who showed so well for the Yankees in spring training. The pitch is low for a ball, is warming up for Richmond. Bob Meyer warming up for New York. The next pitch is in there for a strike. 1-1. Yankees 2, Richmond 2. Now the delivery. Swung on and missed. I couldn't help but think of the old Satchel Paige saying, among his many sayings, the pitch is into the dirt. When that ball almost hits the policeman out there. When you're running, don't look back, because somebody will be gaining on you. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball three, 3-2.
He had a whole list of things. They're wonderful. Now the pitch, and it's low and inside for a ball. Then I get ready to pitch. While I warm up, I just stand there and just jangle my arms down by the side. Just keep jangling them, because that gets the juices going in your body. Then I go out to warm up. Ralph Terry, the batter. There's a bunt. Fred Hopke, first baseman, plays it to second baseman Horace Clark. The sacrifice. And up comes Phil Lynn, who singled to right center, lined to short, and grounded to first. To the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Ground ball hit to short. The play will have to be to first base in time. Side is retired. No runs. No hits. No errors. One left on. And at the end of six and a half innings, the score remains the Yankees 2 and the Virginians 2.
This is WOKO in Albany, New York.
Again, Mr. Pour Yourself a Ballantine Beer. Ballantine's the beer that gives you a smile every time. The beer that won't fill you up, won't let you down. So go ahead, pour yourself a crisp, lively Ballantine. Pour yourself a smile.
Terry's pitch is in there for a strike. You know, as we've been broadcasting this game, there's been a little thing running through your mind. Here's the pitch, high for a ball. In terms of translation, the Richmond Virginians are wearing Yankee uniforms with the NY taken off and their own insignia on. And you keep wanting to speak of the home team in terms of Yankees. Here's the pitch. Swung on, has a drive to deep left field. That'll put the Virginians ahead, and the ball went over a sign that put you in the driver's seat. Now the pitch. Swung on. Went for a low outside pitch. It's a little anxious. Mathiesen coming up. Yankees 2, Virginians 2. Ralph Terry, who succeeded Al Downing, delivers, pitch swung on and hit out into right center. Tom Trash takes it. Two away. Don't forget opening day at Yankee Stadium day after tomorrow with the Boston Red Sox. Welcome home to Yogi. I know there's so many people who want to give him a pat on the back, and he can't do it verbally. We'll do it with a clap of the hands. It'll be quite a big day, a historic day. Vic Pagel takes inside and high, ball one. Red Sox are also there on Thursday. They're left Wednesday open in the event of a weather possibility, so they can have the opening day the next day. Here's the pitch, low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Ralph Terry's delivery, high and inside, ball three. Joe Cooper was remarking earlier we hadn't seen too much of Ralph Terry this spring. The pattern that the Yogi devised in order to give pitchers more work with their rookie camp, just a few miles from the base camp. Here's the pitch, in there for a strike. They would send a lot of the pitchers down there to work. So in a sense, they got more work than an actual game. Now the delivery. Swung on and popped up to Joe Pepitone, who moves over into foul ground and one-handed. The side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And thus, at the end of seven innings of play, two runs, three hits, and no errors. Those are the totals for each team. Don Seager running with Spud Murray over toward the dressing room and Stan Williams. Don Seager was a trainer here, and so was Joe Sorries at one time. We pause for station identification.
This is 1460 Radio in Albany, New York, WOKO.
President of the American League will be at the stadium Tuesday to give the award to you to Elston Howard, the most valuable player. Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians will be on hand to entertain. Souvenirs for all the folks who are there. And Phil Rizzuto has just gotten a job with Guy Lombardo for the day.
Thank you, Mel. How do you mean that? Cleaning the horns or singer?
Singer.
Oh, okay. Bobby Richardson leads off, and counting out two balls, no strikes on Bobby, was walked, line to center, fly to left.
No, I heard you. You sing and play the piccolo.
The pitch hits Bobby fat as he tries to duck out of the way, goes right back to the pitcher, throws to first. Richardson still hasn't left the batter's box. Bobby, trying to duck out of the way, actually sat on the ground. The ball hit his back, and it was an easy out, 1-3. Here's Hector Lopez up for the first time. Roger Maris, while he was in there, had one single in three times at bat, and a run batted in. Donald Myers' pitch is over. Strike call. Pitch is low. 1-1. On deck, Archie Moore. Is on the inside corner, strike two call. One ball, two strikes. Yankees opened this game like they were going to have a big day against Richmond. Curve, strike three call. Two outs, and here's Archie Moore up for his first time at bat. Mickey Mantle was 0 for 2, got a base on balls while he was in the game. On deck, Cleve Boyle. No, on deck, Tom Tresh. First pitch is inside, ball one. Two out, nobody on, a 2-2 ball game. Curve is low. Two balls, no strike. Right-hander back with a fastball hit right back to the box. He's got on one hop, throws to first for the out. Nice hand for Stottlemyre as he ties the Yankees in order here in the top of the eighth. And at the end of 7.5 innings, it's the Yankees 2, the Virginians 2. Ready to go in the bottom of the eighth inning. A tie ball game, 2-2. Ralph Terry is on the mound. And we're going to have a pinch hitter for Mel Stottlemyre. Wearing uniform number 2. Looks like a left-hand batter. Ike Fush. That's the new batter's box. Hoppy has been put into service as a coach at first base. The first pitch is inside, ball one. No, so do the Unions only have, I think, 14 men up here right now. Lobman is still in Hollywood. Lobman will be sent down. There's a drive to center field, coming on fast. Tom Fresh coming on fast, and he can't get it. It drops in. And a Texas League single for the pinch hitter. That's the fourth hit off Ralph Terry, and all four hits by the Virginians off Terry is Al Downing with five innings without giving up a hit. Brings up Don Wallace, who got the first hit of the ball game for the Virginians in the seventh inning, a single to left field. Boyer moves into third now with a short side 2-2. They are looking for the possible bunt. Quick throw to first. Not in time. Here's a stretch. Boyer coming in. The pitch. He squares around. Bunts it high in the air. Foul. Pepitone has got it on a fly. Flush gets back to first base. Clark, who beat out a bunt single in the sixth inning, also tried to center, bounce to second. A left-hand batter. Boyer still in on the infield grass. Runner leads away at first. There he goes, and the pitch is low. The throw is wide and not in time. It's a good pitch to steal on, a third ball that was low inside, and Blanchard's hurry throw was wide of the bag. Goes to stolen base, and it puts the lead run at second base. Pitch with the ball to Horace Clark. Stretch by Terry. Curve hit on the ground, and over the top, and over the right field. As the throw is cut off. Nice cut. And the Virginians run away 3-2. Boy, Pepitone, who just had a seat pick. Look at him, he's touching him now, too. Had a lot of work done down in spring training. Very proud of his new seat. Almost lost a couple there, and a hard bouncing ball that bounced right over his right shoulder. So a run batted in. Second hit for a hard spot. And the Virginians now lead 3-2. Here's Art Lopez, bounce the second, walk and single to center. Terry pitch, he starts the bunt, takes it as a strike. Pepitone holding fast, holding first. Against Horace Clark. Quick throw to first. Clark is back. Lopez drove in two runs with his single to center field in the sixth inning. Pitch is a changeup hit in the air to left center field. That's going to be trouble. And it drops in. That was Lopez. They're waving him in all the way. Lindsay's throw to the plate. Bobby Colt, and he got it to play on a beautiful relay. From Lopez to Lynn for Blanchard. And that second base for the double is Art Lopez. Blanchard. And that second base for the double is Art Lopez. The wind kept blowing that ball away from Tom Stetson. He tried to backhand it. Lynn's made a beautiful relay. One hopper right to Johnny Blanchard. That'll bring up Jake Gibbs now with two outs. And second base, Art Lopez. Leading 3-2 in the bottom of the eighth. Stretch by Terry. Pitch is a high foul. Elton Hunt, rather, Johnny Blanchard is under. And Blanchard takes it just in front of the stand. For Richmond in the bottom of the eighth, one run on three base hits. No Yankee errors, one man left. At the end of eight innings, it's Richmond 3, the Yankees 2.
Hear about John and Mike and Sue?
Mm-hmm.
And Phil and Jackson. Come on, tell me. What did they do?
They've all changed to Winston, every one.
Oh, that's nothing new. I did too.
A modern filter and exclusive filter blend up front. Now you know why Winston is America's largest selling filter cigarette by far. Join the swing to Winston.
Yes, if you're thinking of changing to a filter cigarette, change to Winston, because Winston takes good like a cigarette should. Winston takes good like a cigarette should.
Change to Winston.
Well, don't forget, it'll be opening day Tuesday, April the 14th. And by the way, how many openings does that make it to you now as the voice of the Yankees?
Well, I'd have to go back and count on my assistants in 39. And I went in the Army for 3 years. And from 46 on, I've been doing the games.
Uh-huh.
In fact, before the war, we used to do the home games, the Giants and Yankees. We never traveled. And so we were in both leagues at that time.
That's a lot of openings.
Yes, sir. We've got Tom Metcalf coming in now. Metcalf, who shone brilliantly for the Yankees in spring training, a decision had to be made between him and Mickelson. And it wasn't so much the fact, as I said, that Metcalf didn't look so well, but rather the style of pitching. They thought that they'd go with Mickelson at least to start with because he can throw sinkers. Whereas Metcalf type of pitching, you had a lot of balls up in the air. So they tried to talk with him and told him to work on that a little bit. He's bound to make it, a very intelligent fellow. Here's the pitch. Swung on, and there's a looper out over second for a base hit. And on the handle, too. Tom Tresh. Hit one on the handle and pushed it over the head of the second baseman. Horace Clark. And that's the Yankees' first hit since the second inning. Joe Pepitone. Nothing to three. Tom Metcalf's pitch is swung on and foul tip. Strike one. Billy Muffet, who started, gave up three hits in the first two innings. And the Yankees, two runs. Then he pitched two scoreless innings, and Stottlemyre went through the eighth without giving up a hit. Base delivery, swung on, hit foul. And just the reverse, Downing didn't give up a hit the first five innings. And Perry gave up three in the sixth and three in the eighth. Metcalf's pitch to Pepitone swung on and hits right below us. Two strikes. Opening day at Yankee Stadium Tuesday. Honoring Yogi Berra. Elston Howard. And a host of others. Dignitaries present. Here's the pitch. Swung on and bounced foul down the first baseline. Richmond 3 and the Yankees 2. It's the first half of the ninth inning. Tom Metcalf all set. The pitch swung on as a bouncer to first. Hopke has it, throws down to second for one. Back to first to Metcalf. Not in time. It was awful close. Mighty close. Hopke threw down to Wallace. And they knocked off Tresh. And the shortstop's relay to Metcalf, who is within an eyelash of completing the double play. Force out at second. Pepitone on first, and the batter. Johnny Blanchard. Tom Metcalf's delivery. It bounces away from the catcher over near the barrier, and Pepitone moves on to second. That's a wild pitch. You can almost see what Metcalf is doing. Yogi and Ford had a long talk in about a half hour before they asked him to go back down to Richmond. Keep that ball, learn to keep the ball low. He got that one a little too low. 3-2, Richmond leads. Here's the pitch to Blanchard. Swung on and fouled off. That ball sank. Moving off second. And the pitch. It's up high, fastball. 2-1 the count. We're in the first half of the ninth inning. Richmond leading by a score of 3-2. Capitone leading away from second. Metcalf's delivery is low and inside. 3-1. He's trying to make him hit on the ground, all right. The stretch and the 3-1 pitch. Swung on and foul down the first baseline. Strike two. Full count. In relief. Full count on Johnny Blanchard. Pepitone on second. 3-2 Virginians. And the pitch gets away from the catcher. He fired that one, and I believe it hit. No, it didn't. Blanchard sort of. Yes, it did. Pepitone had to go back to second. I saw Blanchard kind of bend over and back up a little, and then suddenly straighten up and throw his cap. So the wild, what appeared to be a wild pitch, did not go to the Yankees' advantage, because then Pepitone would have been on third, where he could have scored on and out and a long fly. Blanchard hit by a pitch ball, and here's Cleet Boyer. One out in the ninth, 3-2 Richmond. The pitch swung on and fouled back. Is hit by a pitched ball, a dead ball, and the runners have to return to their bases unless, by virtue of the fact of their becoming a base runner, it forces the others along. Metcalf into the stretch. Here's the pitch to Boyer. Low outside. First of the ninth. Bud Daly starts to warm up in New York. Carry on deck. Richmond leading 3-2. Pepitone leads off second. Blanchard off first, and the pitch to Boyer. It's in there for a strike. A beautiful curve. Cleet started to swing at that pitch towards ever up at home plate. Metcalf seemed to return his own style of pitching suddenly. One ball, two strikes. A stretch and the pitch. Happens into the dirt going outside. A nice save by Jake Gibbs. Two balls, two strikes. Richmond 3, New York 2. First half of the ninth inning. One out. Pepitone leading off second. Blanchard off first. And the pitch. It again hits the plate. Blocked by Gibbs. 3-2 to count. They're trying to keep that ball low. ground ball, he can find a hole, but the percentage is in favor of it being handled by an infielder. A full count, one out. We'll watch the runners. Pepitone leads off second, Blanchard off first. They're holding. The pitch is swung on and fouled off to the left of the plate. Jim Gleason looks into the dugout, see if Yogi's got any change. As far as the base runners are concerned. It's a dangerous move in the ninth inning, running them. The stretch, runners taking their leads, and then Metcalf steps off the rubber right quick. Sometimes you can pick up the fact of whether the runners intend to go or not. Pepitone leads off second, Blanchard off first, the stretch. Runners are holding. The pitch is swung on. It says fly ball in the short left. Art Lopez comes in under it and loses it in the front. He gets it a force out at third, and they move. As Lopez picks up the ball, and Pepitone is forced to third. Instead of playing it halfway, Pepitone apparently had an idea. He's going to go back to second and tag. And Lopez, who lost the ball in the sun, Boyer has left first base, thinking the ball was caught, but now they holler at him, the Yankee dugout run back, but time has been called by Yuman, and that's the oddest thing. He thought the ball had been caught in the double play and the game over. Now he's laughing. Now, I was wondering why time was called, and I understand. The left field. The umpire says wanted some glass, and he's the one that called time. Else the ball game would have been over. Isn't that strange, Bill?
I've never seen anything like it, Mel.
Boyer thought the ball was caught and that Pepitone was doubled at third, and he was heading for home. And when I say home, I mean where he lives in the metropolitan area. But the left fielder had asked for time to get glasses, and when they hollered at him in the Yankee dugout, he'd already crossed the third baseline. He turned around and starts running back to first. Still didn't know what had happened. Well, that's the first time I saw that. Even with the outfielder losing the ball in the sun, it's not a base hit, it's a fourth play. Lopez to Matheson. And Boyer saved by the grace of Lopez asking for the glasses. And here now with two down is Pedro Gonzalez. Ninth inning, 3-2 Virginia. Blanchard on second, Boyer on first. The pitch is swung on. Mark Lopez is going to get under it. He's waiting, and the ball game is over. Gonzalez flies to deep left. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two men left on. I'll be back in a moment with the totals and highlights.
Combination for you. Hope you're enjoying a Valentine right now. And if not,
What are you waiting for? Get a smile every time. Get crisp, lively Valentine. Wow, what a beer.
And Al Downing started out, and the Yankees started out against Muffet as if they would have a pleasant afternoon, when they scored runs in each of the first two innings. Lynn's singled, Richardson walked, Maris singled Lynn's home, and then Elston Howard blasted one over the left field fence in the second inning. It was 2-0, but Muffet settled down, blanked the Yanks over the next two innings without a hit. In fact, the Yankees went from the second inning to the ninth inning without a base hit. As Muffet hurled two hitless innings, and Stottlemyre, who came on in the fifth, pitched four hitless innings, and then came the wild ninth, and where two situations were involved, with the runner on second thinking about tagging up instead of playing it halfway and then being forced at third when the left fielder lost the ball in the sun, and thus was able to force him to third, depriving the runner of a base hit, and of course giving the Virginians an important out. And Boyer, who was running the first, thought the outfielder had caught the ball, and there was a double play at third and the game over, and had left first base and crossed the third baseline, headed to the dugout, and was saved by the fact time had been called by the left fielder who had dropped the ball in order to get some sunglasses, something I've never seen. And then Tom Metcalf came in and worked that while he was in there working the ninth. Meantime, Al Downing, just the reverse, hurled five no-hit innings and was taken out. And Ralph Terry came on, and then the Virginian jumped on him. Stottlemyre, the pitcher, got a walk. Don Wallace singled to the left. Harris Park got a base hit. Art Lopez a base hit. Two runs were in, and then in the eighth inning, Fudge, hitting for Stottlemyre, singled to center. Harris Park singled, and Art Lopez doubled to left for the third run, with the possible fourth run being cut down to plate on a beautiful relay from Lopez to Lynn's, and Lynn's perfect throw to Blanchard at the plate. So that's the way the runs were scored. Stottlemyre, the winning pitcher, and the losing pitcher, Ralph Terry.